Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. Just want to start off today with a little quick rendition. Happy birthday, Brandon. Happy birthday, Brandon. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon. Happy birthday, Brandon. Happy birthday. So, of course, that means it's Brandon's birthday today. So, just wanted to start off with that. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for Minister Brandon being able to see another birthday. Thank God for Minister Sheila being on the line with us so that we can have another day of Let's Talk and where God can give her something to pray for us. Minister Margo, I thank God for Pastor Dr. Senator Wright, also the prophet to the nation and all people, Prophet Antoine. I thank God for such great teachers and leaders and families and schools and just all of them in their respective places in their promotions and promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now, this is Cecilia, and I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila, and then I will come back and continue with some of the things we were talking about last week and these past weeks. And I pray that you are staying safe. I pray that you're staying hydrated. And I pray that most of all, you're staying connected to God. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and to each and every one of you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you for another day. And thank you for blessing my nephew, Minister Brandon, Mr. Brandon Kaiser, to make another birthday because he has so many of us through this times that we're going through with all of these viruses and disease and demons, devils, and hatred and ugly crying people did not make today. I don't mean to sound harsh, but it's just the devil is just trying to take over and ruin this world that God has made for us. He's trying to do any and everything that he can to try to change this earth, trying to change God's people, trying to break our faith. And to have us to turn from God to him that he can make it so much better when he's the cause of it being so bad. So all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. And I need each and every one of us to thank God that we are here today because yet this virus have taken out so many and still is trying to take out so many more. But Lord, I thank you for covering us, covering each and every person on this earth that you have made for us. Keep us from this demon virus that has been set out and spread it to hurt all people and to help us to understand that you are the way to go. You are the diagnosis injection. You are the medication. You are the prescription. You are the removal of all ugly viruses, disease, however they might come. But, Lord, I want to thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I give honor to our Father God and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for blessing us all for another day, for blessing us all for another day as we have always and will, excuse me, celebrate this birthday with Mr. Brandon Kaiser and to let us all know each day that the Lord has given us is a new day, is a new birthday, is a new day to learn and to understand and to hope and to pray and to keep your knowledge, your mind, your heart, your soul, and your life in God's hands. Another day to let us know without him we would not be. Don't think it's because of me or my wife, my husband, my child, my noise, my neighbors, whatever, that we woke up this morning. No matter what you think woke you up, you better understand if it wasn't for the grace of God and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, you wouldn't have known nothing about it. We need to worship and honor the Father and Son, because through them we have life. And we need to understand, no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, excuse me, job-wise, neighbors, family, or even within yourself, God is the best prescription, it's the best medicine that can cure all. God, we need you to remove the addictions of the ones that are thinking they can't go through life without drugs, without alcohol, without making things wrong, without doing wrong things to people, without hurting to people, who are letting us know to be gracious, glorious, and helpful and prayerful to each and every one of us. And we need to start within ourselves. You need to bring God within yourself. Then you know and you understand that life is so beautiful. You need a better life with God than an ugly life with the devil. Don't let him confuse you that this is the way of life, to doing harm to people that some think is a joke. It's an everyday. We have people out here with diseases, with this virus, deliberately affecting other people, knowing that they can hurt them through their virus, that they need to take to God to help to show them and to help them understand the way that they can remove it. Well, we need you to bless this government for the medication or the help, and the things that they can do, that they know they can do, that can stop this virus from going any further, that can help the people that has it, to help us to understand it more and to help remove this ugliness that has tried to take over the world and take us all out, but to take us under control of humans. Well, we need to all fall together and have ourselves under control under the God, our Father and the Son, Christ and Jesus. Lord, we need you to bless us and to let us know that you are here, no matter what we have did, no matter what we're going through, that you can fix it. You can bring us through it. You can show us the way out. Lord, we need you, and we need you more and more every day. But these demons is trying to just ruin your world, your people. But we need us to understand, no matter what, we are all being put up under a test. When you believe and trust and know that God's got you, but you have to have God too. Can't nothing hurt you. Whatever you're going through, put it in God's hands. Stay with the Father and the Son. No matter how it is, as we went to school, you had to study, you had to learn, you had to read. You had to go get teachers. You had to get the knowledge and the understanding to pass that test. This all this is, pass the test. God will give you all the answers. But you have to understand, God is here. You pass the test. God is here. You got the answers. God is here. Never misunderstand that because of this, he won't help you, no matter what you have did in the past, no matter what you're doing right now. God can help you still. Believe me, God has all the answers, has all the antidotes, have all the things that can pull you through whatever situation you are going through. Lord, we need you to bless our children, and they have to close school, but yet let them understand the time is still now for learning, not for playing around, to still put the knowledge and the understanding in your minds, and for the parents to help them to sometimes do what the children are learning now. They can help teach the parents through this new math, this new science, this new way of teaching, and we can all learn together and be happy and grow and more in love with each other. Lord, we need you, and we need you to show us the direction. And thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for all the brothers, sisters, mothers, evangelists, bishops, deacons, preachers. Lord, I thank you for all your angels, your teachers in the world to let us know that you are here for all the glory, all the cure, all the love that it can be the brighter light and to come out the dark. Lord, thank you and help bless my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my family through the blood and my family through your spiritual. Lord, we need you all to let us know we are all here, all one. We are all here, we are all one, no matter what your color is, your race, your sex. No matter what, we are all here, men and women. We are all brothers and sisters under the way of the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And to bless us all, Lord, we need you to give us an understanding. As they used to say, I wish you could just beat it into them. And to let them know that you are the best of the best. And we cannot get any worse unless we continue to work with these demon devils that think they have all the answers, which are the wrong ones. So we need you to help us through the days and to let us know you are the one, God the Father and the Son is the only one that can help us through all our trials and tribulations, to show us the way to go, to show us the light, to bring us out the dark. We need to be in the penthouse and not in the cellar, in the basement, in the pit. I don't want to be. And if you think you're going through, excuse me, hell now, you ain't going through nothing when you go into that pit of the devil and the demons. I want to go to the penthouse, the sky house, the tower house. I want to go so far up to know that all the ugliness would be below me, and all the love, joy, and happiness would be above me. But Lord, we need your help. We need your understanding. We need your guidance. And no matter what you're going through on your job, your family, and as I say within yourself, God got the prescription. As they say, I need a drink. Drink the water of God. Drink the blood of Jesus. Drink the words of his book. That's the best fix, the best have, the best nutrition, the best of all you can have. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for giving us all this day. But let us learn and to understand the right way is your way and it's the only way. Lord, I thank you and I thank you for blessing us all, for waking us up today, because I know you did not have to. And to bless the families of the ones that have lost their loved ones. We have lost a cousin and an auntie. Lord, I need you to bless our cousins, family, our aunties and our family, and to all let us all know that as we come, we must go, but let we need to all want to go to heaven. So let's pray that the families is okay to let them know you will see them again. We will all be together again. But you have to trust God, believe in God, and let God lead you through that golden gate with that bright light. So all that has gone on, to going on to heaven, that there will be the day we will all be jumping, shouting, happy, dancing, and laughing and talking again. I just want to thank you and thank you and thank you. And Lord, bless us all and to help us to understand you are a forgiving God. As you forgive us, we need to forgive each other. Because no matter what, forgive and love and to enjoy the life through God and our Father and our Son. And again, I want to thank you and thank you. And to remember each and every second that you have, tell God thank you, because you didn't have to be here. Believe me, the devil is trying to take us out. And if you don't believe it, I believe every day I wake up, it's because God still got his hands, his arms wrapped around me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for each day. It's another birthday to learn that my Father and the son that I call my big brother still saying, thank you, daughter. I will continue on and love my father and the son, and there's nothing you can do, say, or whatever that's going to break my understanding, my way of life, because I know through my trials and tribulations, I am only here, and this is my testimony. I know I am only here through the grace of God. When they say it wasn't no more, when they say I left, but I'm still here, tell me what the man above God and the Father cannot do. He can bring you through any and everything. But you have to believe and trust and honor him and the Son. Don't get the glory now and then put him on hold. We ain't putting you on hold. Don't put him on hold. Don't get blessed now and say, oh, okay, thank you. Oh, hold on, Jesus, wait a minute, I'll be right back. You don't want him to tell you that, because the thing is, once he lets you go, the devil got the field day that he thinks he got the victory. Don't give the devil and the demons the victory. Take the glory and the victory and the happiness, and that's the biggest high step you can ever make that you would not regret. So each day that you can open your eyes and breathe, thank God, because so many cannot. I just want to say thank you. I have so much to thank him for, to say. It might repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, but you know what? I thank God. And you can't stop me. Nothing you can say or do will stop me from honoring my father and the son, my big brother, because I'm going to my heavenly family and in the heavenly name with the Holy Ghost power that my father has the spirit and the love from my head to my toes, from my inside to my outside. I am a child of God. And we all need to be in the same steps, the same line, the same way in our head. Amen. And our glory to Father, to follow the Father, to follow the Father and Son. It's the most glorious, happiest times you can have. No matter what it is, the devil will try to just attack you and break your faith. But let him know, no matter what test you throw me, God has given me the answers. And that's the test I will always pass, because I will forever be with the Father and the Son, forever and ever in my life. I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle, like Dr. Sid, please.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for you. I thank God for all that he's doing in your life and through your life. And I had left one family off, and they're a family that is also connected to me, and that's Minister Sylvia. I thank God for Minister Sylvia and Minister Deacon Stan and also Minister Stanley. They've been being very helpful. We've been on the road with Servant Pastor Troy for, you know, as Minister Sheila talked about, various family members that have passed. So I just thank God for them and their faithfulness, especially because Minister Sylvia, of course, she's the host minister on Monday nights and also Friday nights, for which Minister Sheila will come back and give us some announcements for. And just want you all to, I'm going to come back and talk about some other things, but for right now, I want to share with you something that I placed on Facebook on the 26th. It says, many of us may feel that we're surrounded by death, loss, and transition, good and bad. Restrictions such as those connected to the COVID-19, quarantine, social distancing, uncertainty, promotions, shifting of anointings and callings, and more. Seeking and knowing God and seeking God and seeking to do things and help others, more or less. And God really blessed me when I was in prayer because he reminded me of this. He said, please, for him, he knows all things. So what is this season for? Well, the message that I wrote on Facebook goes on to say, please know that this is not just any season. This is a season of preparation that requires each and every one of us to become humble. The Word of God says, if my people who will call by my name will humble themselves and pray. America, we have not been humbled. We are doing a lot of things, but it's not being humble. And so as we're humble, we know that we have to declare, Father, God, only thou knowest. Why? Because these times are testing times. There are times that many people may say that they've experienced something like it or been through something like it, but you haven't really been through this. No one has been through this. Why? Because this is a new day, 2020. So if you experienced something similar in the 1900s, 1800s, or whatever, it's still not what's happening today. The technology is different. Definitely the president is different, but that's a whole other message. So Ecclesiastes 1:9 reminds us, the thing that hath been, it is what that which shall be. That which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. So see, we already know that there's no new thing, but let's not forget that there were some people that were here the last time something similar happened like this, and they were a different age. They may have been the age that we are now. And don't forget, John the Baptist proclaimed the coming of Jesus Christ. And great men and women are proclaiming the various things even during this day because they're yielding themselves to God's Holy Spirit to hear what God is saying to proclaim. And yet it takes a humbleness to be able to say, only thou knowest, God. It takes a humbleness to be able to say, yet not my will, but your will be done, like it says in Luke 22:42. It takes a humbleness to say, be it unto me according to your word, according to Luke 1:38. It takes a humbleness to say and to believe Proverbs 3:5-6 that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. It takes a humility and a type of humbleness to say Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. They're not. Our thoughts aren't God's. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. 1 Corinthians 1:25, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And so we have to ask God to help us to learn how to comprehend the wisdom that we need both naturally and spiritually in order to deal with this season and the coming seasons if the Lord allows us to tarry. And how do we do that? By humbly coming before him. Father God, only thou knowest. You know, coming before him, letting him know that, God, your word reminds me that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. So I'm asking for your wisdom. Remember, Solomon could have asked for many things, but he asked for the wisdom of God. And we need today to know that we need his wisdom because we need for his Holy Spirit to lead us in the ways of God, the will of God, the understanding of God, in order for us to get the revelations and understanding of what God wants us to do and how he wants us to do it, we have to spend time with him. Remember, when you that are married or used to be married or was in a relationship, it took you time to get to know the person, correct? It took them time to get to know you, and some of you are still getting to know them. Because there are some things that were hidden and there were some things that there were healing from And there's also some things that they've experienced that have caused them to transform, to metamorphosis, or to change. But that's when you go before God and say, Father God, only thou knowest. And whether it's at home or whether it's in church, only thou knowest. And that's what I love about God. I mean, even the song that he gave me, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. It's a humbleness that first of all causes me to say, I need thee. It's something for a human being to not only be able to tell God that they need him, but to even to acknowledge to another person that they need him. My sister and I, Minister Sylvia, was talking, and I was telling her how we in our expertise are good at that. And sometimes we don't understand when we're trying to explain something to someone else, because that's not their expertise, something very simple to you can be like a major test to them. And so whether it's me and my sister talking about nosocomial infections, or whether it's me and brother-in-law, my love, talking about, okay, well, what is that? How do you know that that's that? Why, you know, dealing with some of the things that he does and his carpentry expertise, or whether it's me talking to Minister Sheila about something that she does in security or whatever, that I may have learned how to do it as a military troop, but I may not do it the way that they do it, because maybe we call it PMCS and maybe they call it something else. So as we all learn that everyone has their thing and expertise, we have to learn how to be humble enough to go, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't understand that. And so during this season, we have to come before God saying, God, I don't understand. I believe, but help thou in my unbelief. God, I don't understand this season of testing. I don't understand this season of trials. And a matter of fact, God, if the truth be told, and it's going to be told, I don't like it. So that God can let us know that it's not about us liking something, but it's about us accepting what God allows. And as we accept what God allows, we'll understand that it's only a test. And so I'm going to play this song, and hopefully you'll be able to understand it, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what the words were saying in this particular song. And so this song, although it may be muffled for some of you, it's a song by Bishop Trotter, Larry Trotter, and his Sweet Holiness Combined Choir. And the words are a song that we used to sing growing up in the church in North Carolina. It was a woman named Evangelist Missionary Deborah would lead us in this song. And so the name of it is, It's Only a Test. The words are, it's only a test that you're going through. It's going to be over real soon. Keep the faith, don't give up, for it's only a test. It's only a test that you're going through. It won't last long, always. Trials come just to make us strong. And when they come, just hold on. You're going to stand still. Keep the faith, because you've got to stand still. You've got to keep the faith. The song goes on to say, don't give up. Realize it's only a test you're going through. Don't worry. Don't you fret. My God is not through with you yet. You just try him. Don't deny him. He will make a way. Stand still. Keep the faith. Don't give up and realize it's only a test you're going through. And then the sopranos come in and they're saying, keep the faith. Don't give up. It's only a test. It's only a test. And the sopranos, they keep singing that verse over and over and over again. And then the altos come in the background, and they're saying, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. It's only a test. It's only a test. So at the same time that the sopranos are saying, keep the faith, don't give up, the altos are saying, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. But then they both say, it's only a test. It's only a test. But then the tenors come in, and at the same time that the sopranos are saying, keep the faith, don't give up, and the altos are saying, no matter what you're going through, don't give up, the tenors come on and say, hold on, be strong. But all of them are saying, it's only a test. It's only a test. So whether you think of it as the Holy Spirit of God saying, keep the faith, don't give up, and Jesus saying, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. And then God saying, hold on and be strong. That's what we need to be. We all got to be able to come together saying, it's only a test. It's only a test. Hold on. Hold on. You know what? If you really, really, really believe that this is testing season, if you really, really, really believe that God is still in control, then it's okay for you to cry out to God and let him know that you don't understand. God, I don't even like what's going on. But God, I know that if I hold on, God, I know if I stay strong, God, I know if I understand that no matter what I'm going through, whether the test is in your marriage, or whether the test is in your relationship, or whether the test is on your job, or whether the test is with your family, or whether the test is with your finances, or whether the test is with your cat or your dog, whatever the test is, as long as you know, in the middle of the test, keep the faith. Don't give up. In the middle of the faith, a test. It's a trying of your faith. It's a trying and testing of will you really hold on? Will you really be strong? Will you be that person that no matter what you're going through, will you hold on, be strong? It's only a test. It's only a test. Will you hold on? Will you be strong in the time of the COVID-19 restrictions? Will you hold on? Will you be strong? While they're trying to teach you this and while they're trying to teach you that, will you hold on? Will you be strong? During this time of the training through corrections, will you hold on? Will you be strong? During this time of the training of your righteousness, the righteousness of God, will you hold on? Will you be strong? In this time that he's trying to equip you for the next good work, in the next good work, will you hold on? Will you be strong? Will you be willing to teach another in the midst of the crisis? Will you cry out for Christ instead of cry out for this and cry out for that? Yeah, they're running out of paper towels. Yeah, they're running out of tissue. Yeah, they're running out of hand sanitizer. But you can never run out of God. You can never get enough God. You can never be humble enough for God. You can never communicate enough to God. Will you analyze the situation? Will you gather the information? Will you not allow things to blow out of proportion? Will you know that the situation is still under control because God is still in control. Well, you know you gotta hold on, be strong. It's only a test. It's only a test. Will you stay informed? Will you know that while you're staying informed, you want to share that same information with somebody else? Will you keep the lines of communication open, or will you shut down? Because, see, the enemy wants to get you all by yourself. The enemy just wants it to be you and him, because then he can mess with that battlefield that's called your mind. He can mess with that battlefield that's called your heart. But will you stay connected to God? There's nothing better than a three-strand cord. See, when it's you and your significant other and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's one, you know, three-strand cord. But what about when it's you? Because God has blessed you in singleness to be with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You can't afford to have those lines of communication blocked. You can't afford to have the lines of communication to where they're not open to hear the voice of God. You can't afford to have them blocked so that God can't hear you. He can't hear you crying out. He can't hear you expressing your distress. He can't hear you distressing and showing him that you're in pain and sorrow. He can't hear you telling him, God, I know your word told me to fear not. So, God, help me to fear you in a reverence to you, God, but not to fear the situation and what's going on, God. I'm going to proclaim your word that reminds me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, thou shalt condemn me. I'm going to stand on your word that tells me that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not even going to waste my own time, but I'm going to collect the resources that I need, whether it's the clarion call of calling for the prayer warriors to help me in prayer, or whether it's knowing the right people in the right places, in the right locations to contact. See, it's something when you're calling on somebody that don't know how to pray. They know how to gossip, but they don't know how to pray. Wrong person. There's something about when you're going through knowing how to call somebody to say, no, 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 no. The word of the Lord is saying, no, 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 no. That person over there, they're full of, that's a whole other subject too. You've got to have the right resources, the right people, and the right places. And guess what? You got to have a backup plan or two. You might have an A plan, a B plan, a C plan, and many other plans. But whatever strategy, whatever arsenal that God tells you to bring, whether it's temporal, it's an interim, or whether it's permanent, you got to know the right time, the right place, and the people to have in place. But remember, there's something called pride that's going to try to come and cause you not to stay humble, but it'll cause you to try to walk in some type of vanity, or even just a pride that makes you think that everybody should know what you know. That's a whole nother type of pride, and that's another message. So in this time of being proactive about the things of God, getting into the word of God and staying calm in the midst of the storm and communicating and communicating and communicating again and telling the truth and coming before God knowing that he's 100% God all the time. He's absolute. You know that Jesus is 100% Jesus all the time. See, what I like about the word of God is that it reminds us in John 1:14 that Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. See, he took a choice to come before us. Hebrews 4:15 says Jesus was tempted in every way, and guess what? He passed the test. So as we're trying to learn how to pass this test, we have to come before God, and we have to come before God humbly saying, God, I can't do this without you. God, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. God, I know that Jesus is Lord, but God, help me. God, I see a little bit of pride over here and a little bit of pride over there. Help me to go to your word that reminds me to be humble when I come before you. God, help me to know that I know that I know that I got to make sure that when I pray and when I come before you, that I'm keeping things in its proper context. Now, the other day when Minister Sylvia was ministering, we talked about keeping things in proper context. What does it mean again? It means the circumstances that were formed and the setting for an event, a statement, or an idea that is to be fully understood. It's to be fully understood. It means that you may know in part,
But God knows it all. It means that what's spoken and immediately precedes the words and the passages that you're talking about, that they need to be clarified. They need the a meaning to be in its proper order. They need for the background and the backdrop to be have its proper factors and facts about the circumstances and the situations, because many times we will do things that are out of the proper context. You don't call a gossiper when you need somebody to pray. You don't call somebody that keeps up mess when you need stuff to be in order. You don't call a plumber when you need a carpenter. You don't call someone that specializes in landscaping when you need your swimming pool clean. There's things that you must know, so you have to seek God for his wisdom. God, who do I call? Who's going to put this thing together in a way that it's going to be of excellence and expertise so that I don't have to go behind them and do it again? Well, I'm here to tell you, when it comes to cleaning up, that's Renee and Stan's specialty. When it comes to cooking and knowing how to do money and things of that, that's my specialty. You have to know your lane. See, I'm okay with knowing my lane. You may not be, but I'm okay. I remember when Pastor Troy told us about how someone would clean and they didn't clean well enough and how he would go behind them. And I thought it was pretty funny that he didn't understand that his anointing was to clean, and so maybe they needed to switch places because this person was a great cook. And so he needed to leave the cooking to them and the cleaning to him. That's a whole nother message, too. So let's come back to what we're talking about. We need to seek God for his wisdom and how to stay humble in this season. Are you humble in this season? Are you ready for this season? Not get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm saying be ready, be ready, be ready. Why? Because Bishop Larry Trotter already reminded us it's only a test that you're going through. It's going to be over real soon. Keep the faith. Don't give up because it's only a test. So during these trials, he said, they just come to make you strong. He said during these trials, they just come to see if you're going to stand still and keep the faith. And his sopranos keep telling us, keep the faith, don't give up, it's only a test. His altos keep telling us, no matter what you're going through, don't give up, it's only a test. His tenors keep telling us simultaneously at the same time, hold on, be strong, for it's only a test. So Minister Sheila, I'm turning it over to you, and we must encourage the people that hold on, be strong, it's only a test. It's only a test. We must remind the people that I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. You've got to know that you need them. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, humble yourself and pray, because that's what we need during this season. Minister Sheila, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for that. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. When I pray to God, and I pray every day and every day that he bless us and let us all know that without him, we are nothing. Without him, my life would be upside down. Without him, we would be walking sideways instead of straight. Without him, we would forever see the darkness and not the light. But each day, we have a test to pass. Because our teacher, God our Father, and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, will teach you the way to go, but to pass the test, to let the devil know he ain't got nothing on this here classroom, this classmate, this class, young lady, this class, young man, for whichever we know, that each day we wake up, we have a test that the devil is trying to break your faith. But I have the test to let them know I am with the best teacher, God the Father and the Son, and I have yet to learn that every day, that no matter what you're going through, every day there's something a little different. I don't care if it's just a little bit different to test your faith. I just want to let everyone know the lines are open. If you have anything you want to say, a testimony, or to speak on the words of the apostle, the time is now. The lines are open.
Amen. Testimony.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having whoever that was, Mr. The minister. I think it was Minister Big Stan. But if not, forgive me, and I deserve a correction. But I want to thank you for what you were saying. But if you're not finished, excuse me for butting in. The lines are open.
Amen.
Good
amen.
Morning.
Go ahead, Margo, Mr. Margo.
Oh, good morning, women of God. Good morning, children of God. I just want to say thank you to Apostle for those words. I would definitely say God is humbling his saints. He's humbling us. And right now we need to look to him. He said if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, that he will change things and he will turn things around. So I just thank her for those words of encouragement, for those words of instruction, and that we just keep looking to God in faith, believing, and we're not alone. We're not alone. We're not alone. I just thank God for your prayers and your encouragement, and we just go forward seeking God as we go through this next week, thanking him and praising and believing and standing on his word no matter what. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what we hear, we believe God. And we thank him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, cousins.
Amen.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy, and I just want to say I thank you, and ask God to continue to bless you and your family, because no matter what, God has you, and no matter what it is, I know this is one test we're going to all pass, but the devil is not going to break none of us in this bloodline family of God in our life. I just want to say continue on, Minister Margo McCoy, and your family, and we all want to let you know God has you, and he will always have you. Just keep the faith. But this one test, we're going to all pass.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
If the lines are open, does anyone else have anything they want to say? It is your time.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I thank God for this morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. After hearing what the Apostle-elect said on today, and after hearing what Minister Margo just said, all I can say is we got to trust God with everything. We got to trust God. Amen. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Right. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Does anyone else have anything to say? The lines are still open. Okay, well, if you have anything, but you might just not be able to speak, because I know I have times when I'm at work where I can listen in, but I just can't really talk, because I'm supposed to be on the phone anyway. But I just want to say, I just want to thank you for all that are listening in on this program this morning, however, in whatever way you can. But I just want to say I want to thank us all and thank us all and to let us all know and that's on this line that the devil is still trying to break through to let them know you are messing with the Seabury family. You better back up, jack off, or go somewhere else. But the thing is, God has us, always has us, and will always have us. This is one family that I know. I learned from the beginning of time until now that God has a stronghold over. This is one blessed family that forever has a test to let the devil know you cannot interrupt. This is one bloodline family that I thank the Lord that he has blessed me into, that he has known our ways from the beginning of time. He know you before you know you. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all for each and every one of us, and to let us all that we already know we are in a spiritual, highly classified bloodline of Jesus. Through the three Seabury family, we have been blessed to know that God is real. He is our head. He is our tail. He is all. He can lead us where we ain't no way of shame or too scared to follow. He can cover us all which way. That this is one test that I know I don't mind forever taking, forever dealing with, forever going through, because I know God has the right answers, and he is the test to lead you through. Don't break your faith. Don't break your life of your encouragement, of knowledge. Just remember, God is our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who will forever fill us and cover us and protect us through our lives. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for this family, our bloodline family, and also our spiritual family, because we know you are the way. I just want to say thank you for everyone that had anything to say or to speak of knowing the knowledge of the God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to ask, is there anything else you might have to say, possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, before I get the closing remarks?
As we said, trust God, humble yourself, and keep the faith. Know that we're praying for Minister Marla and her family, especially our sister, cousin in Christ, and loving Cookie, because I know that Cookie has been having some health challenges, but we're praying for her and Latoya and everyone else. So love you all. And I appreciate you all to the utmost. But remember, it's only a test.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to appreciate, and I'm appreciating and thanking all of us for coming together and to worshiping and to understanding that God is the way, and to keep the faith, hope, and life through the love of God. I'm going to ask for you, each and everyone, to tune in with us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, excuse me, and Minister Brandon Kaiser and myself, Sheila Kaiser. And also on Monday nights, Iron Sharpen Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, which has so many wonderful speakers with knowledge and understandings and leadership to let us know the wisdom of God, and it also can be on Facebook. And also on Friday nights, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright on Facebook and Blog Talk with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all, and to help us to understand and to help each other to understand and keep the faith. Don't let it break. is forever cherished and honored, and to pray and to let God know He has the way to show us which each way. Wake up in the morning and say, God, it's your day. Which way you want me to go? How you want me to do it? Show me the way. Take me in your direction, the way you want me to go. Lord, help me through today, because I know you have the right way, the right way, and the right way, and the right way. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to say for our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just want to say keep the faith. Don't break the faith. Don't stop the praying. Don't stop the knowledge to always know God is the best teacher. He'll lead you the right way. Don't let the crooked come in that the devil will throw. To let him know God has me and will always have me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you. And don't break the faith of the hope, because God has us all and will always have us forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day. Bye.